Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome all you fans out there. This is Dan Power, and you're listening to Laxville Live on the Laxville Radio Experience Network. This is great. I'm calling in here live from the land of 10,000 ice rinks right now, up in the land of Minnesota. Just want to say welcome, everybody. We got a great show lined up. Tell you a little bit about what's going on as the lacrosse season is just out on the horizon. Just want to say real excited we all are to be a part of the Laxworm Radio Experience, bringing all these great lacrosse minds and radio shows into one platform, your one-stop shop, the 24/7 lacrosse radio. It's great. If you've had a chance to tune into any of the other shows going on, they were at the lacrosse convention this last weekend. A whole bunch of guests were on the show. So just a really, really great thing we've got going on here. I know everybody involved is really excited, and all the guys and show hosts, they all bring a unique avenue onto this radio station, and it's a privilege to be a part of, and I'm excited to get going with some shows here. For those of you who don't know me or haven't listened to our Lacrosse Broadcast Network shows, my name is Dan Power, and I'm from up in Minnesota, just south of the Twin Cities metro area, about an hour south. A little bit of my background is I played MCLA lacrosse, graduated in 2001 from St. John's University in Minnesota, up in Collegeville, and played in some men's elite leagues here in Minnesota. After graduation, bounced around in the NALL Indoor League while that was going on a few years ago, the North American Lacrosse League, a pro box league that was based out of Charlotte and Raleigh. That got going for a season or two. Tried to do that for a while, and kind of after my playing days were done, got into some coaching, had an opportunity to coach some local high school here in Minnesota, and go on to one season with Minnesota University of Mankato as their defensive coordinator in 2012. And last year had the great honor and privilege of being one of the assistant coaches with the Czech Republic men's national team at the 2014 FIL World Championships. So that's kind of where I'm from. That's a little bit of my background. Pretty much eat up everything lacrosse, and thank everybody for joining in. If you do want to call in, I've got a great show lined up. We've got an MCLA Division 1 and 2 preview. Just going to, you know, hit the top 20s real quick and get into more detail as the season comes around in the next 20 days or so. If anybody does want to call in and chime in on some teams or have any thoughts on the MCLA, our call-in number is 347-826-9095. 95. That guest calling number again is 9095. And for those of you who are East Coasters and have lots of varsity lacrosse out there, you may be new to the MCLA experience. It's come a long way. And just a little bit of background on the MCLA. It's been around for a very, very long time. When I played, from 97 to 2001, the MCLA was one division. And it was about, 85 to 100 schools, I think, were involved when I played, with one national tournament and one national champion. And divisions were a lot bigger, encompassing a lot more teams. When I played, we were in the UMLL, the Upper Midwest Lacrosse League, is what it was, and that encompassed all the schools in Minnesota, Western Wisconsin, and Iowa. And now it's come so far that it's two divisions. There's a Division One and a Division Two. And as of last count, I think there was over 200 participating schools between the two divisions, including both the United States and Canada. Simon Fraser plays out of Canada, and they have a very, very solid program. Might get a chance to talk to them a little bit here tonight as we get into the previews. So it's great to see that the NCAA is coming so far, and really what it's doing is it's becoming a great stepping stone for programs to turn into Division II, III, or possibly even Division I programs. If you're looking here just in the Midwest, you looked at University of Michigan. Just 3 or 4 years ago, they were NCAA powerhouse, perennial champion in D1 level, and now they've made the jump to Division I varsity lacrosse. You look at Marquette, they've done the same thing. Marquette was NCAA. They bounced back between Division I and Division II. Now they're NCAA Division I. I don't think it's going to be very long before the University of Minnesota is going to make that jump. Programs like Minnesota State, Mankato, possibly looking to make that jump to D2. If you hop over on the women's side, which we'll touch on in a upcoming show, there are more programs going Division III all the time. I think in Minnesota alone now, there's two schools that have offered the women's lacrosse at Division III level, and that's just going to go up even more every year, I think. So that's really great to see. So just because it's quote-unquote club ball doesn't mean that the brand is very, very poor. This lacrosse is played at a very high level with, a lot of guys transferring out of varsity programs and coming down to play. It's still very highly skilled and really good lacrosse. NCAA does a great job of broadcasting the games throughout the season, and the national tournament is a second-to-none experience if you can get out to see it or catch it on ncaa.us.com. So very, very fun, and it's a great brand of lacrosse. Just want to get in and touch on just a real quick season preview. I got a quick show here tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening in so far. On the Division I level, this is more or less the big school, quote-unquote, division. There's parity in the NCAA that it's just fun to watch. You've got a stepping stone school in Arizona State University, and they've got tons of history at Arizona State. They lost in the national championship game last year to Colorado Buffaloes. They play in a tough conference with Colorado State, Oregon. Just a really, really tough conference, and for them to be walking into the national championship game so many times, it's just amazing. They had a longtime coach there, Chris Malone. He was great for the program. He's been great for NCAA lacrosse. He's turned out a great program at Arizona State, and I got nothing respect for Chris. He has since, just after the last season losing in the championship game versus Colorado, moved on. I think he's taking over operations over the D3 lacrosse experience in California, if I'm correct, which leads to new coach Joe Thon coming on. And if you haven't heard his story, it's a good one. Try to get him on the air as one of our guests in an upcoming show. But really just you're going to want to check out Arizona State as this season goes on. And again, if you're looking for rankings, University of Colorado, Colorado University. They return a pretty solid group of players from last year's national championship team, and it's going to be hard not to at least initially put them on the podium as the number one pick right away. I'm going to go with Arizona State going right back at number two. There's going to be a little bit of parity there. Grand Canyon is an up-and-comer, I think. BYU is another one that can definitely be in that top. Always got deep teams. I actually had a chance to watch them scrimmage Turkey last year right before the FIL World Championship. And they're a very deep team, very well-disciplined. They've got a good system there. In Provo, always very dangerous out of the BYU Cougars. Michigan State program is another one that's possibly on the verge of jumping up, to the Division I varsity level in the near future. They made a nice run in the national tournament last year with University of Michigan already being there at the D1 varsity level. Look for Michigan State, Minnesota. To possibly go in the future. Indiana is always a possibility to go as well and make that a more true Big Ten. Chapman, we all know Chapman, Connor Martin coming out of there. Colin Bochill, we all know him and love him. He's done great things for the sport. So you can never rule Chapman out of a national championship contender. My dark horse is going to be Colorado State. And they're so much history up in Fort Collins, and I had a chance to coach Eric Uhl of Colorado State. He played with us on the Czech Republic men's team, and he's a very good player. He does a good job of leading his team, and just from listening to him talk over the summer, they think this is going to be their year. They've got a shot. They've got all the key pieces in place right now with some good goaltending. So they're a team to watch as well. We talked a little bit earlier about the Canadian representation. Simon Fraser, they're always going to be right there. You look for a Midwest school, you always got to have Minnesota Duluth in the conversation there. Liberty University, they're going to be another team to watch there. They're a D2 MCLA transfer, so watch for them. Got to jump over to the D2 side. Myself is where the D2 loyalty lies, just being an MCLA D2 guy myself. Anybody in the top 10 really has a shot at winning the MCLA D2 National Championship. Last year was a great game. Grand Valley State and St. John's University of Minnesota in an absolutely great national championship game. Grand Valley comes out of that and wins it 12-11. But what a great game. Trying not to be biased and looking at talent alone, I think St. John's makes it back to the national championship game this year. And this time I think they take care of unfinished business and they win that national championship. And I don't know who's going to be there with them. Grand Valley State has got a lot of returning players, a lot of depth coming back. Can't ever count out the University of St. Thomas. Elon is going to be there. Western Oregon is going to have a very, very deep team. So it's going to be very competitive. One loss is really going to make or break a national ranking in this D2 national tournament. Teams are going to have to be playing very, very well, very, very highly disciplined and beat the teams they need to beat and win the big games that they need to beat. If they're looking for a game to watch, MCLA Division II, I'm going to tell you right now, this game is in St. Paul this year, St. John's University at University of St. Thomas, Johnnies and Tommies. There's no better rivalry in all of sports than this game. I called this game last year up in college, and it was amazing. So check that out. Folks, that is unfortunately our show for tonight. I really appreciate you listening. Tune in to us again next week as we follow up with more MCLA action. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Dan Pollard, and you've been listening to Laxville Live.